It's time for Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.
Fletcher Tabateau is back after being overseas, as am I, in regards to the New Zealand First chat, but gutted I missed the chat with Clayton Mitchell last week. However, Fletcher and I talk about what he did overseas, the upcoming Weapons Expo, and the so-called proposed bill on New Zealand values. I started by asking what he was doing overseas.
Two main things. Went to the United Arab Emirates to meet with some of the senior ministers there to try and discuss with them their food security issues and how New Zealand can be a part of their solution. You know, we're good at growing food and they're good at buying the final product, so kind of good value for money purchases for New Zealand. And then spent nearly a week in South Africa meeting with ministers and took a big business delegation over for businesses that were either already there looking to grow their market or new businesses exploring their options. So it was, quite a big week, really.
Big trip, maintaining relationships.
Yeah, and trying to grow them. Like, I have been working with Japanese here locally in New Zealand lately quite a bit, and the ambassador and I agreed that we'd kind of let the relationship slide, and we probably, we know we're great friends, but we probably need to make an effort. And actually that was quite similar messaging with the South Africans. You know, we have these sporting ties, we have a lot of South Africans in New Zealand now, and actually there's a lot of similarities between the two cultures, but we kind of take it for what it is and don't seem to put much effort into it. So I went over and with the hope that we could do a lot more and make it good for trade for both countries.
Food security is a really significant issue, and I think that will probably become much more prominent in the coming years, won't it? Even we might struggle to be growing food after 2040 with this new climate report out, right?
Well, I personally don't think so. I think we'll have changing weather patterns. I think some of the material I've seen analysing the movement of kind of the weather and the currents and stuff and the heat of the sea means that the rains will fall in different places you know, over the next decades rather than stop. So it's just kind of how we manage what that looks like more than anything else. But that's just from what I've seen thus far, yeah.
But certainly in the Middle East, for example, they've obviously got major water shortages there, so their own food security.
Absolutely. Definitely. You know, that's why they're working on it now. For example, Dubai, I think it's close to 90% of their food requirements, and actually most of their resources they import. It's quite a major thing for them, and they've been kind of travelling the world, as it were, for a long time to try and find sources of good food in a reliable way, and they've had mixed luck over the last 10 years, for example, in Africa. And so I think New Zealand's quite a good proposition for them, because not only do we do good food, but we know what we're doing in terms of supply and security of that supply as well. So they're trying to come up with food sources from around the world and come up with creative ways of doing it themselves, like what are they called, vertical farms and things like that. So they're trying to come up with alternate solutions themselves, which use a fraction of the water and, you know, things like that.
Okay, there is a Weapons Expo coming up in Palmerston North.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's it. I guess the government probably doesn't have a lot to do with that. But as a disarmament person, would you be opposed to weapons expos happening?
Well, it depends what kind of weapons. So there are legal weapons and there are illegal weapons, and they wouldn't be able to have an expo in New Zealand if there are illegal weapons. So I'm assuming it's rifles and things like that, which is perfectly fine.
Just lastly, last week we spoke with Clayton Mitchell in your absence, just in regards to the new bill he proposed. Mm. Would you, as just, I guess, a member of the New Zealand First Party, are you in support of that migrant values bill?
Like I said on a couple of other radio stations, more than happy to discuss it over caucus, because I think there is some merit in kind of being fair to new migrants, because we actually already have laws in place around these areas, around equality, treating women equally, treating the lesbian and gay community, you know, with respect and equality as well, you know, that kind of thing. So it's kind of, we should probably let people know what they're in for, rather than, I don't know, the way it's been portrayed in the media at the moment seems a bit salacious. Although I was quite pleased that, I think it was the Northland Age today, survey of not its membership, but just people up in Northland, and I think 85% were in favour of the idea, so we'll just see.
In favour of the bill?
In favour of the idea. I don't think anyone's read the bill.
Right.
In favour of the idea of the principle of values requirement for new migrants to New Zealand to commit to our laws, and yeah, so it seemed well received.
Mm. But did you see that there are some problems with it?
I haven't actually read the bill. Bear in mind that this all came to the party as a remit, so it's only a very idea. So I haven't read the bill. I was there for the discussions, but it was just the idea of these things. So I don't know what is in it or what the problems might be.
That was Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.